International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Not happening.
Maybe in 313 days, bitch.
Maybe.
That's how long our suffering will last.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Slim, look.
What?
We're twinsies.
We are twinsies, Samaya. Fuck your feelings, right?
That's what your hat says.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm just making sure. I was rumbled. Looked like it was giving
and I know you can't see it, but that's what it says on Rick's thong, too.
On my thong? It's showing? Damn. Wait.
It's scary.
Okay, you can't see it now.
Stand up and show us.
Oh, no! Wow.
Don't show me. I don't want to see. We'll show the ladies in the crowd.
Those $3,500 offers will be rolling right in.
But you'd have to go full screen.
I'll go full screen here. Here you go. Here you go. Go ahead.
No! I'll look at my new amp. See my new amp?
Oh, yeah. You want to see your new amp? Hold on. Let's show him his new amp again.
Oh, new amp. That one.
Jesus. This guy's got more friggin' stuff.
And then my enormous.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's a whole studio.
That is.
It's crazy.
Is that on your green screen?
Green screen. Don't give away all of our secrets.
Oh, I'm not. I don't have a green screen.
I know you don't.
This is really my office.
How do you know it's a green? How do you know it's a green screen?
There's your office.
That's my office.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know yours is a green screen unless you tell anybody.
Yeah,
I didn't tell anybody. I just asked.
If I had a green screen, could I do this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for February 21st.
2024.
What day is it, Slimbo?
Hump day, yeah.
It's always hump day when we're on.
It is.
Oh, man. Are we ready?
It's showtime.
I think we're ready.
We're ready. We're always ready. Rick already took us out. You know, he took us out to space. We're ready.
Already.
About a week from hell with my computer, but I think everything's fixed. We will find out shortly.
Well, hey, you didn't freeze on pre-show.
That's true.
All.
No, but I've told my friends this week when I talked to them, including you, Slim, you know, I spend 20, 25 hours a week putting together a 1-hour show. Mm-hmm. And when it doesn't come out, it's a good show. Commentary is good. The research is good. The comedy is good. The snark is excellent because that's what we're good at. But when I freeze in the middle of the show three times, it just doesn't, it's not professional.
I got a question. Do you ever shut
it upsets me?
Down?
Huh?
Do you ever shut your computer down? You know, actually make it go off?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I could be why you were freezing all that time. Maybe you never actually shut it down. The resources disappear.
Well, anyway.
Mine gets a restart when it does Windows updates, but I mean, mine never shuts down ever.
Yeah, but see, you didn't do 3 years worth of Windows updates all at one time like I did in February.
Well, that was your dumbass fault.
Uh-huh. It should be all fixed now because even though I lost all my shit and it took forever to get it back and I've got another 10 hours of work to do, I have a new Windows on my computer.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's still only Windows 10.
They didn't want to put 11 on because it's more complicated and it might not work with everything that I have that I wanted to put back. And I said, fine, Leave it on 10. I don't care.
What's more complicated about it? I'm on 11. 11's look, great.
That's my tree of life. Mm. Because this show is my life.
Yeah, I don't understand why I can't go to 11.
That's why I'm boring. Other than here. Anyway, hey, I'm sure I've said it before, much to the chagrin of the wokesters, but it's not a secret. I love women.
No. I mean,
women look way better than naked than we do. I mean, you can't even argue that.
Well, speak for yourself.
And they smell nice.
Oh.
But, you know, like men, they don't think all the same, which is, you know, that's a difference that we have to deal with. But I wanted to start the show with a picture of a woman. This is the face that launched 1,000 ships.
Ah!
That's not Cleopatra. Ooh. That is Letitia Large Barge.
Hey, be nice.
James, the Attorney General of New York. She launched 1,000 ships.
I'm getting rid of her.
Unfortunately for New York, all 1,000 of them are headed to Florida now. Oh. Dickhead. Anyway, she's one of the Dems that's using lawfare to interfere with our election. And she's the one who got this particular left-wing feeb, Judge Engoron. Oh, God. Oh, please take that dick off my screen, please.
He looks like such a schmuck, doesn't he?
He looks like a penis with hair on the tip.
He's the guy you want to be at the dunk booth at the fair, so you can dunk his ass into the fucking dunk booth or throw pies at him at the pie throwing contest.
You know, that's how I got my nickname Zip, you know.
Is it?
I can throw.
The dunk contest?
You give me 3 shots of that bitch, he's going down at least twice. Anyway. She got that left-wing feeb to convict Trump of a crime without a trial, a crime that had no victims. And he did this, he convicted him before the trial that you saw in the news. That was merely the penalty phase. He said Trump overvalued his assets when applying for loans. Loans that the banks agreed to the asset value that Trump stated, or they negotiated it. The loans were repaid. They were repaid with interest. They were paid in full, and they were repaid on time. This judge knows very little about asset valuations. He just knows that he's Letitia James' bitch. This guy's been overruled by an appellate court 4 times during the penalty phase of this. So, I mean, they're lucky they even got to the end of this.
Well, before you get to your postal, let me ask one question, though. Doesn't overvaluing your assets for the purposes of getting loans help you to get a better interest rate, though? I mean, yes, he paid back his loans. Yes, he paid back his interest. But did he get a much more favorable interest rate because of his overstating his values?
I'm not a banker. And I'm not a banker, and that is a possibility. But more likely, you a bigger loan. The problem is for this judge and this stupid attorney general that the banks came in and testified that they did their own evaluations, that they were okay with all the numbers, and they would love to do business with him again.
Right. So at that point, it should be done. There shouldn't be anything to do with anything other. If the bank is okay with loaning the money to this person,
but they'd already convicted him.
I know, but it just doesn't make sense to me. Well,
I was saying Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. He said, yes. Everybody in real estate does the same thing.
That's what I'm about to get into. Yeah. I mean, I saw him too. Yeah. He's great. He's a Canadian even, and he worries about it.
I like him.
I've got a post here that explains how vindictive towards Trump this judge is. This is the New York scam explained. The most expensive home in America was just listed for $295 million. It's a record in the United States. It's a 24,000 square foot property in Florida. Mar-a-Lago is in the most expensive area of Florida, West Palm. It's 62,000 square feet, 3 times the size. Judge Engeron and Letitia Big Butt James said it's only worth $18 million. Now, if a place one-third the size is being sold for $300 million, you see what they're doing here. Okay, Trump puts down the things worth $500 million on a loan application, and they say, oh, you're screwing everybody. Well, who got screwed? The bank said, yeah, it probably is. He can use that. Clearly, the judge and the attorney general need to be investigated for this sham trial. They're the ones who are guilty of something. And how do they keep getting away with this? Well, they're in New York State, and until a higher court bitch slaps them down, they're just going to go ahead and do what they want. She's an elected official who wants to be the next governor. She wants to replace what's her Botox? Hochul.
Now, is the only reason that the government, okay, I know the only reason the government's involved in this is because it's Trump. If it was anybody else, they wouldn't have even given two shits at all. But is part of the reason that the government is involved in all of this is, again, is it because he's such a public figure and they don't want other people to be doing what he's doing? I mean, I know the guy from
Shark. They don't want him to be president again. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it.
If he wasn't running, none of this stuff would be going on.
Yeah, you're right.
We know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. That's one of the things we keep pointing out each week on the show, that people are catching on to this crap.
But are these banks federally insured?
Actually, this was Deutsche Bank was the biggest one.
That he was, so they're not even federally insured banks.
Deutsche Bank's a German bank.
Yeah, so it shouldn't matter then.
You're federally insured. They have to follow the FDIC rules to do business in the United States. But what's the FDIC insures you to what, 400,000 or 200,000? That's all.
I think it's only 100,000.
Okay, we're talking multi-millions here.
Right, which is one of the reasons why everybody, when that one bank out there in Silicon Valley crashed, everybody was all worried because that was a bank.
Yeah, I think it is 200,000.
Okay, 200,000, but that's a bank that they had a bunch of expensive customers, you know.
Multi-million-dollar customers.
Correct, and if the FDIC including Oprah, insuring 100,000 or 200,000, like they just said in the comments, all these people were afraid
they
were
all lose their money. Rich Democrats in California got their money back, and then they had to kick in 10% to the big guy. Released to his campaign. So New York has held Trump liable for $355 million in penalties. The one thing I haven't been able to find out is how much all was the value of these loans that he's being charged with. But I'll bet you the value of the loans wasn't a whole lot more than what he's being charged in penalties. And those that money, if Trump pays the $355 million, it won't go to victims because there aren't any. And interest accrues on that amount at over $80,000 a day. Oh. And for Trump to appeal, which of course he will win eventually, he has to post the cash or a bond equivalent. And he's also got that New York civil judgment of $83 million for the wacko E. Jean Carroll that we talked about a few weeks ago. That civil case was adjudicated before Trump's motions to invalidate the suit have been ruled on by another court. That never happens. If you've got a legitimate reason that this case shouldn't go forward and you're in before an appeals court with it, until that appeals court ruled, nothing else should happen. Now, New York went ahead with a damn civil case against Trump. And then instead of the $10 million that she was going for, they gave her $83 million because it's Trump.
Right.
And so that stuff doesn't happen. But if she can't bring the suit, why did they even have the trial? The answer is simple, because it's Trump. So if you add both together, this is the point of all the stuff I'm going through. If you add both of these things together, Trump is on the hook for $500 million.
How much is he worth?
It's about 2.5. And basically he's probably got 350 or 400 million in cash. He intimated town hall last night.
2.6.
Yeah. But you know, it's not in cash.
Well, of course not. I mean, that's in real estate and that's in everything.
Yeah, he's probably got $300 million in cash and they want to take all of it. So if he gets a bond to cover this, the bond costs 10%, which is $50 million, and you don't get that money back. The bond company gets to keep it.
Correct. But
so it's gonna cost him $50 million out of his ass for two sham trials.
But does if he does this bond, does that stop the interest or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So
because then it's posted, the interest will stop then. Yes.
Okay. Even though he's only posting a bond for 10%.
That's my understanding. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 90% sure.
I'm just curious. That was one of my next questions for you.
I think that's got to be the way it works, because you can't keep having $80,000 a day going on something you've posted. Once you post it, you can't. Now, Letitia James came on TV today and said, well, if he doesn't do it soon, we're going to ask for forfeiture of his assets.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Didn't he turn over everything?
She just grinned like somebody turned on her Benoit balls or something.
Yeah, but didn't he turn over, you know, running of all the company and most of everything to the kids because when he was president, because he wasn't allowed to be the
They find each of his sons $4 million and suspended them for 2 years from doing business in New York. Trump suspended for 3 years.
I didn't know
his sons had nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, see, this is the first I'd actually heard about the sons.
Yeah, they got hit with $8 million for the two sons.
Okay, because my mother-in-law had said to me, well, what is Trump?
They weren't even on trial.
He still
banged them for it because they're executive vice presidents of his company. So, if you like I said, he's on the hook for $50 million he's never going to get back. But we had the Russian hoax, okay? Then we had the insurrection hoax. We had the laptop from hell is not Hunter's, it's really Russian hoax. Then we had the ballot hoax. We know about that one, 81 million. Now we've got lawfare. All of these things interfere with democracy. Yet democracy as we know it will end if Trump is reelected. That's what we're told every day by the news media.
Yes, it is.
The ones manipulating democracy are telling you they're here to save it. I'm sorry. That's like Robert E. Lee saying, I'm here to defend the blacks. No, you're there to defend slavery, bitch. You know, he might not have agreed with it personally, but I don't care. He did the dirty work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are we falling for this bullshit anymore? I hope not. But the Eighth Amendment still exists, and the Eighth Amendment's where this is going to get thrown out really fast. The Eighth Amendment says it keeps the citizens from being subject to cruel and unusual punishment, excessive fines, and excessive something else. But this is obviously an excessive fine and cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, but it depends on how far up the corrupt legal ladder is in our court system in New York State. Mm. You have to remember, New York State.
But the New York State of Appeals is New York State of Appeals already turned over Egeron four times. They know this thing's bullshit.
Well, if these people
want to be able to go home and look at their diploma on the wall and not be embarrassed by it, it'll because they know if it gets past them, it goes right to the Supreme Court and they're going to get beat 7-2 or 8-1.
But you know what, though? But at the end of the day, they don't care. They're still getting paid whether they – I don't think these judges care what decisions they make. I think
a court of appeals they do because they're life tenure. They're like Supreme Court.
Yeah, but they're not going to get kicked out because they made –
Well, maybe in New York they're not. I'm not sure. Some states are life tenure. Yeah, anyway, the point is this. There's no way this bullshit stands long term, and the fools going after Trump are ruining the entire state of New York, not just Trump. They're ruining their own state. The real estate conviction ends all investment in New York. Here's an example. This is Cardone Capital, the CEO, Grant Cardone. Cardone Capital just started to research real estate investments in New York, believing it was time to get into the market. After the overreach by the judge in the Trump case and penalties imposed of $355 million, I told them, the team, typo in there in his tweet. I told the team, do not waste time in New York. We will double our efforts in Florida, Arizona, Texas, and Tennessee. And that's just one investor. You were talking about Mr. Wonderful, the guy from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And I've seen him on TV a number of times too. He said the exact same thing Mr. Cardone said. And Mr. Cardone's an American. I like the Shark Tank guy, but he's not even an American, but he's got a lot of money tied up here. I also read that 160 businesses have left New York City just recently. And Remington, the largest gun manufacturer in the country, just announced they're out of New York State, too. They're headed to Georgia. Now, I'm sure they're headed to Georgia rather than Florida because real estate values are a lot cheaper in Georgia because they got to build a new plant and everything. But the left is so power mad and they're so intractable about all they think they know that isn't so. Little hat tip to Ronald Reagan, I guess, for that one. They're destroying the fourth largest state in the country, New York. And I have a dear close friend who happens to live there.
They can ruin New York City all they fucking want. It's when they start screwing around with upstate New York and us is what it's a problem. You see, we've discussed
immigrants
this
are coming to visit you soon.
I know, but we've discussed this before. New York State would be perfectly fine if we could let New York City be its own state.
Well, actually, Rochester's near you, right?
Rochester's 4 hours from me.
which one's
it's a
near
solid
you?
4 hours.
Birmingham. Bingham.
Bingham. Bingham is 10 minutes from me. Yeah.
Bingham. They already have an illegals problem in Binghamton.
Yeah, we have one. Yeah, we do. We have an illegals problem here. It's not as bad, but it will. What's
going
to happen?
Wait till they start robbing people in Endicott.
They are. But like I said, you on pre-show, what's going to happen is we may not get the illegals here or the immigrants here, but we're going to get the people from New York City that are being pushed out. They have nowhere to go because of the illegals that are being brought in New York City. So we're not going to maybe not have the terrible people. We're still not going to have great people. I mean, sorry.
Terrible people go where they can steal the most.
Yeah. There's nothing to steal here. We're pretty bad off.
Well, listen, that was exhausting for me because it stirs me up. I hope it stirs all you up. It's just so much bullshit. This is just a crazy way. Oh, we're protecting democracy by making sure you can't vote for who you want to. I don't get it, you know? But after that, I need a musical interlude, and I think I have the exact right one, Slim.
Okay, let's see. Ready? You know what's funny?
If they look so much more presidential, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, he does.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Slim.
You know what's funny? If they put one of those together for Biden, this is what it would look like.
and then this, Slim, and then
yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I was going to put it in, but I thought, oh no, we got too much stuff anyway. But I mean, he goes up and down the short steps on Air Force One now, and he's going out to California to raise millions and millions of dollars to put up lies about Trump in the election. And he couldn't even make up the 12 steps on the lily. He almost fell like two or three times. Yep.
There's a Secret Service agent that is now staged at the base of Air Force One at all times in case he falls to catch him. And by the way, that video that we just played here, it is a 2 minute, 32 second video. TikTok has suppressed this video. I attempted to post this in full because you're allowed to post longer videos. TikTok suppressed the music to it immediately. Then I tried, told me it was too long, tried to shorten it, wouldn't let me. They told me to replace the song. I put God Bless America to it. They wouldn't let me. So they will not. Anything I post for Trump, TikTok is suppressing. And I think it's everybody. They're you know, it's already begun, folks. They're already manipulating our election.
So social media is so in the tank. And, you know, if you can't put stuff up on TikTok, they think TikTok voters are going to win. No. The only way they win is with about 6 million bullshit ballots. But I don't think they're going to be able to do that this year. Now, California is a lost cause. I mean, you can just write that off. I mean, here's how dumb California
is. So is New York.
They're going to take Shifty Schiff, who's a congressman who should be in jail for releasing all the secrets when he was head of the intelligence committee, which is kind of a misnomer, Schiff and intelligence. But he let all kinds of super secret stuff out to the media. You're supposed to get arrested for that kind of shit. No, California's going to make him their next senator to replace Feinstein. I mean, it's California's a lost hope, and New York is. Although Trump is only like 11 points down in New York in the latest poll, he lost by 26 4 years ago. I don't think they bothered with fake ballots in New York. I don't think they needed them.
Not bad then.
Yeah, if he's cut that down 15 points already before this thing even gets going, It just goes back. I don't think Biden's going to be on the ballot come November. But
I have breaking news with that. About an hour before we came on the show, Vivek Ramaswamy actually had an interview, and he did state in his interview that he believes Michelle Obama will be the nominee for the Democratic
Party. It won't be. It'll have to be camel toe, because if it's not camel toe, it's going to be a black on black crime. I mean, you're going to have a cat fight from hell. But Michelle Obama doesn't want it. She's got all that money now. You know, she's got
this coming from somebody
who's in the. She got those new underwears with a pouch in them to hold the. You know, they're so much comfortable. She doesn't want to have to dress up, pretend to be a female president. Did I go too far?
No.
Tough shit. I had a tough week. The snark is coming out.
You did. Michelle would love that one.
Speaking of which.
What do you got?
It's time for TWIM. TWIM is what I put in the notepad because I don't like to write out this weekend.
Oh, no. It's time for something else. You totally missed over.
Oh, my God. I forgot a whole segment.
Holy shit. You should be fired.
I did reporting.
You're fired.
I did reporting this week.
Uh-oh.
All right. So the musical interlude does make us feel better, but I think our mood still needs a boost if I'm going to do the rest of the show. So, Slim, pick up my mood, please.
Okay. Here we go.
We found it again, Rick.
I hate you. Why did they do that to me?
Because the audience likes to see you laugh.
That's right. I'm not
laughing.
They want you happy. They don't want you getting your Uncle Tony on any of them.
That's right. And I've got that in a special folder, so we'll never lose that one again.
You're gonna lose it.
I have it on my phone, so we won't.
No, we won't lose it.
All right, so we're gonna go to TWIM, or This Week in Misogyny.
Stop
the cards and letters, folks. I know I skipped a couple of weeks with it. But the first thing this week is typical of why I do the segment, which I've explained a few times, but I like to have other people. I like to use videos and memes to make my point. This woman says at the beginning of it that being against abortion and transgenderism makes the man misogynistic at the start of the clip. And the guy gives basically the same answer I do all the time. So here it is from someone else, and even though this poor guy might get labeled a white supremacist for it, please.
Why you're against abortion and why you're against transgenderism is because you're a misogynist, okay?
First of all, I'm not a misogynist because a misogynist is someone that puts down women. I exalt women to their rightful role. Women are supposed to be women, not men. And every time somebody says that a woman is equal to a man and does what a man could do, and you're actually abusing and denigrating women. Women have a unique purpose, and they're special. They're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. I support women, so I'm not a misogynist. I don't put down. You're putting down women by saying women can be men. You're putting down women by saying transgenders can be women. No, they can never be women. Women are special, and no man can just convert and say I'm a woman today. You're putting down women by saying that. So you're actually anti-women. I'm pro-woman.
Here, here, my brother. So, you know, you guys have all heard me say that before, but I like having somebody else do it.
Yeah, I got to respond to Carol. Carol, I'm the comedy relief.
What's Carol mad about?
I was laughing. Otherwise, Rick is too quiet.
No. You should hear him on pre-show with all those cheek squeaks.
My cheeks? Well, they're coming. They're coming.
Anyway, I also have this for This Week in Misogyny. Oh, I don't know how this happened. Hello, Sophia. Here you go. This Week of Misogyny, the kitchen and men. Obviously, that's just the layout, but still.
It's perfect.
Pretty damn funny.
It's absolutely perfect. I always said if I went to got called for a jury trial and it was a woman, I was just going to say, what's she doing out of the kitchen? I'd definitely be out of there.
And we're off of Facebook.
And, of course, I've got this one. Men can understand all these gauges, but can't understand women. And the man, Josh, came up with the perfect answer. Well, those gauges actually tell us what's wrong. So, yeah, there's no two worse words to ask a woman than what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
But no matter what she says, it ain't going to be what's wrong.
No.
And I'm not really sure if this picture is misogynistic, but we're going to put it up. I'm going to make it misogynistic. Because when this woman says a little to the left, you better listen or she'll snap your neck.
Well, snap something else.
Some other things, too.
Best find that button, son.
All right. Things. I bet you she's got it tough.
She does not miss leg day.
No.
I don't know if she's a she.
Yeah, she's a she. I know who it is. It's somebody semi-famous in the bodybuilding world.
Yeah.
All right. So you women, we're on misogyny. Yeah. You women. No, regular listeners know I tend to be a very optimistic man. And there's so many ways that you can contrast pessimism with optimism. Here's a way that I agree with. Pessimism is a man who thinks all women are bad. An optimist is a man who hopes they are.
Absolutely.
Do you want Trumpy? All right. I hope everyone's back in a good mood now.
Well, we can always play the hamsters if they're
no! not. No! Don't you. Carol, tell them no.
I saw a story this week that a bunch of nerds put together a presidential ranking list. Lincoln was number one. Washington was number two. They had Trump 45. And that's how many presidents. Yeah, I know Biden's 46, but was it Grover Cleveland Alexander had split terms. So he was whatever, number 18 and 20 or something, 20 and 22. Mm. I don't remember anymore. But Trump was 45th and last. Biden, who basically has made Jimmy Carter's last days on earth easier because, you know, Jimmy Carter's looking at Biden going, I'm not last anymore. On the real list, Biden was ranked 14th and Carter was 22nd. So they had Carter right in the middle. I mean, there's nobody over 55 who believes that shit. I mean, Rick, seriously?
No.
I knew what was going on when Carter was president.
Yeah, he did a lot. He did good for peanuts.
The price of bubble gum went from 5 to 15 cents in 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, inflation was way worse than it is now. It was crazy, you know. And then he screwed up the whole Iran hostage thing, and, you know, he acted like a wimp. Gee, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the difference, though. Mm. I think the problem is, you know, you say inflation was worse under him. That's
possible.
Okay.
Interest rates were like 17%.
But it got better. Here, you know.
Yeah, because we hired Reagan.
Well, but I don't think it's going to matter. I think even no matter if we get Trump in there, it's only going to go down so much. It's never going to go back to this $1.90 a gallon gas. It's just, we're never going to get back to that point. And it's going to go down a little bit, but I don't think so. These CEOs, the companies
this is my area of expertise. Okay.
I know it is.
We talked about your area of expertise earlier on the show or on pre-show, but oil. I get oil because I bought a shitload of oil. That was part of my job. The United States known reserves are greater than Saudi Arabia's. If we start drill, baby, drill again, like we were doing under Trump, the market's going to be flooded. Oil's going to be down to $40 a barrel, which is a good number. They can all make money at $40 a barrel. Putin won't be getting rich at $100 a barrel like he's been under Biden. And gasoline will be $2, $2.25, something like that, not $3.75.
No, because the CEOs are going to be taking a huge hit on what they're putting in their pockets. So they're not going to let that happen.
They're all publicly traded companies. Remember we talked about Elon Musk and that judge, that crazy judge who works for the administration. She's a left-wing wacko. And she invalidated Elon Musk's pay package with Tesla that the board approved. Every CEO of any of these major companies has a board-approved salary.
Yeah, the CEO of ExxonMobil made $33,402,868 in compensation for one fucking year. Okay. And if the price of gas drops, he's not going to keep making $33,402,000. He needs the price of gas to stay where it is. So they're not going to drop. But it's everything. It's not just gas. It's bread. It's milk. It's eggs. You're going to get a little bit of a drop, but we're never going to see pre-Trump price.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Patrick Mahomes made $57 million last year.
Okay.
To play 20 football games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, granted, he's very good at his job. He won another Super Bowl. Good for him. But does Patrick Mahomes do anything that affects your pocketbook on a daily basis unless you're a bettor? No.
No.
The CEO of ExxonMobil does.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk's pay package is $51 billion.
And when has a CEO of these companies ever cared about you or I? They don't. All he cares about is his $33 million a year paycheck and his fucking super yacht and his fucking six condos.
In order to keep that paycheck, he has to take care of his shareholders.
And that's I'm telling you, you're never going to see $1.92 a gallon gas.
I'd say 2.25, and based on the mathematics in my head. Barrel of oil, I'm pretty close to being right. Now, Saudi Arabia will have to lower their production and stuff, but we can make it up. See, we also have enough natural gas. Trump shut down the Russian pipeline. Nord Stream 2 was shut down by Trump. Okay. Biden immediately came in and said, you can start building it again. So they almost had it completed, then he had it blown up because he invaded Ukraine. But Trump said, no, you ain't doing it. And Europe's going like, well, we need the gas. Trump said, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, but
they were like, oh, okay. We were going to ship our natural gas to Europe and keep those assholes warm.
Correct.
And Biden said, let Russia do it. And if Russia hadn't invaded Ukraine, Russia would be making a fortune selling their natural gas to all of Europe. Well, and we'd be cut out. Trump ain't letting us get cut out. It's America first.
Okay, yeah, it is. But here, one more question to throw towards you, because this is definitely your area of expertise. Mm-hmm. How much of this diesel fuel are we going to be able to produce out of the United States?
Natural gas.
No, I'm saying diesel fuel. Zero. We're not. All of our diesel fuel still needs to be brought in from outside sources.
We refine diesel fuel in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We refine it about 18 other places.
But it's brought in. We have a pipeline system. Right, but it's brought in dirty and we refine it. So
yes, we refine it. And we have we'll probably go back to building refineries in the Caribbean.
But we're still gonna have to bring it in. And what do we use the most of in the United States? Diesel fuel.
It'll be natural gas in another 5 or 10 years. But
what I'm saying currently, it's diesel fuel, though. So if we're still bringing in the most used part
of...
That's
what I bought. I bought millions of gallons of diesel fuel every week.
Right, and I understand that. But I'm saying you're buying it. It's not made in our country. It's brought in and then...
It is made in our country.
It's refined in our country, but it's brought in.
Some of the oil from Marcellus... comes down, and that's from from South Dakota, North Dakota, Pennsylvania is big, and then you get a lot of shale oil coming down from Canada, which is fine. Canada is a trading partner of ours that we have a continuous border with them. We aren't importing diesel fuel. Diesel fuel doesn't come in big ships. Right now, what comes in on big ships is Saudi Arabian oil and Venezuelan oil, like we should pay those assholes anything, to be refined in our refineries because we're not pumping our own. We have enough of our own. We don't need theirs. That's my point. We've got plenty. Saudi Arabia doesn't have to get oil from anybody. They've got plenty. We've got more than they do. So we'll see. Let's get Trump in there. And in about 18 months, we'll have this discussion again. And if you're right and gasoline's still $3 a gallon, I'll buy you a tank.
All right.
So anyway, the presidential ranking list with Biden at 14 surprised the shit out of me. But then I saw who did the survey and I found they were all nerds. So as your intrepid reporter, I wanted more about this. I wanted to know what the hell he thought about this lofty ranking is. So I called Dementia Joe yesterday afternoon, and it was good because I called right after his nap and he had a fresh Depends change. Mm-hmm. So he was in a good mood. And he was kind of upbeat to discuss this poll and that, like I said, ridiculously lofty ranking. So I went over a little bit with him and asked him his thoughts, and we recorded the answer for you.
I'm 14th. Heard Lincoln was first. What did he do that was so great? Hell, he started a civil war. I can do that. I got 9 months left. Watch me, bitches. Where is my ice cream?
I think that's as long as you can hold his attention span, but I think I did pretty good. I got like 15 seconds out of him. That was good. But then ice cream distracted him. Oh, I guess his diaper was clean. It was time to eat some more ice cream.
Yeah, 12 seconds out of him.
All right. Give me, I had a perfectly good lie at 15 seconds. You'd have to fuck it up.
Well, I was trying to show you how bad he is. Fuck, man, I'm not trying to screw you.
I know. It's not going well. And next, we've got one of your favorite segments this week in white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give a shout out to Jesse Waters for this one. It was too good not to use. Go ahead, Slim.
I didn't do it.
He's too old. Sorry. But everybody elected him, so that's y'all book.
And you ain't black.
He's sitting there lying to people.
And you ain't black.
He's the worst president that we ever had.
And you ain't black.
Joe Biden, please go back to Delaware because New York City, you have no idea what we need.
And you ain't black.
He's a slimy mother. You know? He take you out to lunch and stick the fork up your ass right after.
Who do you want to win the 2024 election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. I want Donald Trump.
And you ain't black.
Trump.
That happens to be me, in case you forget.
When he was in, it was no crime. Crime was down.
Uncle Donald. No cap. That's a nice guy.
And you ain't black.
Trump is straight up and down, like 6 o'clock. At least I know what I get when it comes to him.
And you ain't black.
I was more comfortable with Donald Trump in office.
And you ain't black.
I'm not voting for Joe Biden.
And you ain't black.
Trump, that's right, I said it. That's right, I said it.
What do you like about Donald Trump?
He don't bull. He don't care. Like, you know, I like that.
And you ain't black.
Sorry, Joe, they're all black. And none of them are voting for your sad ass. And those who don't get this week in white supremacy, it's my way of making fun of the Los Angeles Times when Larry Elder was running for governor when they had the recall on Slick Boy Newsom. And Larry Elder is a black radio host. Smart man, nice man. Probably would have been a hell of a good governor. But the Los Angeles Times said, the new face of white supremacy, Larry Elder. These liberals are so, they've got Trump derangement syndrome so bad, they don't even realize what asses they make out of themselves. So I've just continued it. All right. So, you know, what's going to happen is Biden going to pull out? I mean, he should have done that when he made Hunter.
I think his father should have pulled out.
You just know Joe to begin with.
Oh, Jesus.
That would have solved the whole Hunter problem early, wouldn't it?
It sure would have.
Well, like Rick gets right to the solutions.
Might as well.
You know, it wouldn't be him. It wouldn't be the son.
None of them.
Yeah.
I mean, look, this was just this week. This is a quickie, but this is embarrassing. Reel number 374, I believe.
Probably.
All of us should reject the dangerous statements made by the previous president that invited Russia to invade our NATO allies if they weren't paying up. He said if an ally did not pay their dues, he'd encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want. I guess I should clear my mind here a little bit and not say what I'm really thinking.
Because you don't know what you're thinking, you dumb fuck. Oh, fucking crazy.
Slim. I'll go what he said. I'll go with that. That's fine. I mean, look, he took what Trump said, as I explained last week, and he made it sound like it was real. You know, he said about all that Russia invade NATO countries. You know, it was a joke. But the actual joke was Biden trying to talk. So,
well,
And then he, and a little cheek squeak comes out, and he goes. A wet one.
George, none of us know how he became president.
Hey, George.
Well, we do know how he became
George,
president.
George is a radio and vidcaster himself from out in Vegas of some note, okay. And I'm honored he's watching. Hi, George. Thank you.
Hi, George. Thank you.
We
aren't professionals. We just do this for fun.
For 13 years, I'd say.
We just do this here for fun.
We're pretty good. But Trump trolls the left so well. I mean, the man came out with his own kicks this week at $400 a pair. I didn't find out about them until it was way too late. They sold out in like 2 hours. They'd been sold out for 6 hours when I found out about them because I'd have bought a pair in a heartbeat. But I do know who got a pair ahead of me.
You probably buy these ones.
You got a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture. You can probably buy these from him.
Yeah, but now they got Biden boogers in them.
Yeah, fuck it. You can get them for a discount.
But there's the shoes. Gold shoes with a T on the side. They're ugly friggin' shoes, but I don't care.
They're terrible. Would you
for $4,000 you get an autograph? No, $9,000 you get an autograph pair.
If you'd bought the $400 pairs, would you have worn them out in the public?
No, I'd have put them right behind me on the show. See where my cigar box is back there. Hold M81s.
On. I'll make you big. Hold on. There you go.
See right there in front of Trump, the M81s. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite cigar. So people wanting to buy Zippy a present, that's what you buy me.
Just pause,
no, I mean, look, everything triggers these American haters. Okay. But I lost the pool this month on what's going to trigger the left the most. Our friend, Eric Williams, who's down in Mexico on his vacation. Rick, he's a friend of Rick's and mine. He's down at the Hard Rock in Puente somewhere, Mexico, sliding down slides, flashing in the water. I know where he got the money because he's the one who won the pool. Here it is. Here's the pool for February. I didn't know. Who had shoes for things that would trigger the left in February? Well, Ed, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me either.
Yeah, there's another $100 down the toilet. So
it doesn't matter what the man does. He makes shoes, they get mad. He makes a hat, they get mad. He makes a fucking shirt.
That's why I love it.
I mean, I don't.
Everybody knows I'm a DeSantis guy. Okay, I mean his book's behind me too, over there somewhere. Yeah, right behind somewhere. Me. There it is.
Right behind you.
There
yeah.
In the middle. I'm a DeSantis guy. I think DeSantis would have, you know, been a fantastic president. But America is just fed the fuck up. We're tired of this shit. They screwed Trump. Trump should be finishing out his 8 years right now, and we should be talking about who the Republican nominee is going to be that isn't Trump for this next election, running against, you know, Brillo cream boy, you know, who's destroyed California, or, you know, camel toes or whoever it is. But I'm just tired of this stuff, and people hate being treated like shit. And this government treats us all like shit, but it happens. And it's how you respond to that that matters. Okay. Yeah. Nobody's going to wear $400 sneakers, Carol. The people who got those,
not yeah, you're right. People do wear.
People got those could have paid $4,000 for them because they got in early. They knew about it ahead of time. That's the only reason they got them. Was there only 1,000 pairs or something?
I don't know what the number was.
I think it was 1,000.
I tried to find that answer and I couldn't.
I was 6 hours too late, for Christ's sake, and I thought I was like on this. So anyway, we hate being treated like shit, but it does happen, and it's how you respond to it that matters. And along those lines, I wanted to play this for you. It's a short video. Pay attention. But this is Zippy's Hero of the Week.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the move.
Those assholes in that car. This woman's working at a car wash at minimum wage plus tips. Okay. And they threw their drink out and hit her right in the chest with it. Like, they don't care. Just throwing out your window in the car wash is bullshit enough. They hit this girl with it right in the chest, and she said, fuck you, and gave it to him. And I was like, yes. That's what we all got to do when the government throws the drink in our face. We got to squirt them bitches in the car. Now, the follow-up on this story, I checked it out. She didn't get fired. The people in the car got banned for the car wash for life. And the owner apologized to her, and everything's hunky-dory with her and her job. So good for her. My hero of the week.
By the way, there were 1,000 pairs of Trump shoes and only 10 pairs of autographed shoes.
They're at 9,000.
Oh, right. I
saw a guy on TV who paid $9,000 for them. So.
That's fucking crazy.
All right. So now we need our stupid criminal of the week, and I do have one. This is from Connecticut. This is 63-year-old Herbert Miller. And Herbert Miller is a pastor in Connecticut. And what Herbert Miller does is deal meth. Mm. And Connecticut State Police arrested Herbert for on February 9th. They noticed he was operating his vehicle with a suspended registration and failed to maintain insurance requirements. During the investigation, they found he was in possession of crystal methamphetamines, rock, and liquefied. And the liquefied was already in a hypodermic needle for injection. Now, he apparently wasn't under the influence. Apparently, he just, you know, sells this stuff or uses this stuff. And I'll get to why in a second. So he's charged with operating an unregistered vehicle, operating a vehicle without the minimum insurance, use of drug paraphernalia, possession with intent to sell or dispense narcotics, and possession of a controlled substance. He's released on only $10,000 bond. It's Connecticut. What do you want?
And zero in New York. So
yeah, you're right, unfortunately. He's the pastor of First United Methodist Church in Shelton, 48 miles southwest of Hartford. At least I know where Hartford is. I've never been to Shelton. And then he was the pastor of Woodbury United Methodist Church starting in July. So both of those churches know him. The interesting thing is they had received a tip about Miller dealing drugs from his house right next to the church. The neighbor saw a lot of traffic at home, and someone saw a meth pipe on the road near the church. So they investigated, and what they found out was Miller was providing the meth in exchange for watching couples have sex.
Nice.
Okay. So not only is he supplying a dangerous drug to people that's very addictive and ruins your health, but the old pervert wanted to watch him doing it in exchange for the meth.
Well, hey, whatever.
For stupid criminal of the week. Did it right next door to the church where he was the pastor. That's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I love baseball, and we've got to get to these because these are good. Probably because it's the one thing I was really good at, but football's over now. Spring training started. So to get you in the mood, these are things that you're only going to see in baseball. The first up is God and gravity must love baseball too.
Hold on, I've got to switch pages. Here we go.
Young girl don't want that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right on the curb.
Should we show it again just in case they missed it? Because it was quick at the end. Here we go.
Young girl don't want that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right on the curb.
I mean, that boy had some serious rotation on that helmet when he kicked it, I swear.
He sure did.
Right, and sometimes in baseball, good things come with bad things. Now, this guy scored a run. He was up at bat, and he got all the way around the bases. It's just how he got all around the bases is not so pleasant. Go ahead.
Winding up for the shot, and oh! The cannon has fired and hit
16 kilometers per hour.
Now that's a lot of miles per hour.
Not broken right now, but round two.
And Shaw takes a moment. Here he goes with the approach. Oh!
Sterling with a fantastic dive.
And let's see it again on the old instant replay. Oh, every excruciating detail captured in HD perfection.
Wait, no. Lampert needs to tie his shoe. Oh, and that's why you do a double knot, kids.
Sterling, still waiting for the kick to happen. He's probably wondering when.
Oh!
Sweet butter crumpet!
My
God! The ball drills Sterling right in the face!
That man's nose must be absolutely devastated!
I love the Brits are really getting into baseball. They had a team from England at the World Series of Baseball last year, and they did pretty good, much better than people thought. And I just love that the Brits did the voiceover for that. Holy crumpets! I don't know. But one of my favorite things about baseball is when they had the arguments with the umpires, you know?
Oh, they're the best, especially umpires.
And to me, it's like a doink in football. That's my favorite thing in football. I mean, you got all the great catches and touchdowns and everything, but somehow I just get this little inner tingle when a kicker kicks the ball and it hits the uprights. You hear that doink, you know, whether it goes in or out, I don't care. I just hear the sound of the football hitting the hollow goalpost. Doink. So this is my version of a classic baseball version of doink. It makes me happy.
Brennan to be careful. He did not agree with that location. He is letting Mike Jarbo get an earful. And now he's been thrown out. And now he's been thrown out. Then Metzger is not done yet. He's going to do something here with a garbage can, and he put the garbage can behind home plate. Now they're going to
go to your home. He was telling him, "Go to your home. Go to your home."
Did you remember? Did you see the one? I don't remember who it was. Where it was the same idea. The umpire threw the manager out. So the manager started throwing everything out of the dugout. All the bats, all the ball. He fucking heaved everything.
You know, Torrey did that once. Tommy Lasorda did it once. Earl Weaver, the old Orioles, he did that a bunch of times.
Well, was it Tommy Lasorda?
I love that stuff.
Was it Tommy Lasorda, the one that threw the fake hand grenade at him? So he got down on his belly and crawled across the infield.
I don't remember, but anyway, baseball's back, people, and you only see that stuff in baseball. So follow it. Baseball's a lot faster now with the pitch clock and stuff. It's not as boring.
I heard they're gonna actually move the pitch clock down to 18 seconds.
With a guy on base, it's 15 seconds with nobody on base. It's 20 with the guy on base now, and they're gonna lower that to 18.
Okay.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know if they're gonna do that yet, but I heard it too. Anyway, and I was going to do
wait, one more question. One more question. Yeah.
Are they oh, it's baseball. Whole, I'll talk all night.
Are they doing the whole review at major league like they are in the minors? In the minors right now, you can do if you tap your head as a batter, you get so many tap your heads as a batter and you can rehab the call. Actually,
the ball and strikes. Right,
yes. Are they doing that?
Not yet. League? They're okay. Testing it in the minors another year, but it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. Now, I know we're pushed for time. I was going to do a whole segment on Fat Fanny and the situation in Georgia with the other Trump bullshit trial. Let's throw in the real, reel. This is her boyfriend being asked a simple question. And of course he didn't lie. Of course not. Go ahead.
Go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever.
Ever?
Ever.
No.
You've never gone to a cabin with this
person? No.
First of all, the easiest tell in the world that somebody's lying is their eyes go up and to the left. Mm-hmm. That guy's eyes were up to the left for almost 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you knew whatever he was going to say next was total bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, if anybody ever does that at the poker table, say, you really got it? Oh, yeah. Call.
Just make sure you look up and to the right.
It's easy. I mean, I was going to do more on this because the only thing I'll say further, because we got to get on with the rest of it, we got to wrap up the show tonight, is Fat Fanny might think she's throwing the book at Trump, but apparently with her lover boy there and all the travel they did together and everything on all the money that they got to investigate Trump, apparently that book she threw at him was the Kama Sutra. If you didn't get it, tough shit. Don't ask anybody in Rio Lindo. I know they didn't get it. And the other question you need to ask yourself before we sign off tonight is, why has there been 20,000 Chinese cross the southern border in the last 4 months?
It's a good question.
There's 450 cross the southern border all last fiscal year. 20,000 in 4 months.
It's scary.
You think Xi is worried about feeble Joe? Mm-hmm. Like, no, I own your ass. Oh, you know what they're doing now? The Russian guy who was an informant for the FBI for years, he's worth about $6 million. He's got at least half of that from the FBI for being an informant. He's the one who did that report that the Congress had a hard time getting out of the FBI that said Biden's took $10 million in bribes. And the FBI thought it was credible. They think this guy was credible. They kept him employed. The Biden administration is now charging this guy with a crime for lying to federal officers. So basically, if you say anything that they don't like, they're going to arrest you. And now the whole thing in the Democrats is, oh, you can't impeach Biden because that guy lied. And Jim Jordan was out today and said, well, he didn't lie about Burisma. He didn't lie about this. He didn't lie about that. He didn't lie. Now, I think the case is still pretty good. But, I mean, that's all you're going to hear because they've got nothing else. They have no plans for this country other than leave us in power or we'll make you miserable. But if we leave them in power, we'll get more miserable.
Yeah,
it's a catch-22.
It is.
All right, memes of the week, my friend.
All right, mine's first. You didn't even know who Red Foreman was, but the older I get, the more I identify with Red Foreman. And if you didn't watch a 70s show, you don't know who Red Foreman is. But if you watch the 70s show, you know who Red Foreman is, and you definitely will identify.
But see, I lived through the 70s, so I didn't need to watch it.
Yeah. Dumbass. It was a great, best show in the world. We'll go with Rick next. I love this one.
This is one of the greatest pleasures in life. Now look at it for a while.
Oh.
And is reading a book, because if you see anything else, talk to your psychologist.
I was about to agree until I read the bottom. Facebook
didn't like it when I posted this one.
All right, That's pretty good, Rick. Uh-huh. Yeah, now this one here, it's winter. Winter's winding down. We're towards the end of February. People go to the gym. They want to get in shape. Here you got a fat ass couple. They want to get in shape, so they go to the gym together for 6 months. Well, obviously, she turned out just great, but did that guy wait outside? I mean, look at him. He looks fatter than he did in the first picture.
Well, he lost a wrinkle in his elbow.
He did?
Yeah, you can use one wrinkle less in the elbow. That's about it.
He's in shape. Round is a shape.
That Xavier guy, that's the face they use for snarky comments. I love that one. Yeah, the guy must have waited outside. I mean, she looks beautiful. Women always look better than we do. All right. So he just has to brag, people. I'm sorry. 205, bitches.
Yeah.
I haven't weighed that since the beginning of 10th grade. The only problem is none of my clothes fit. I mean, nothing. Except for the things I bought. I'm not buying more clothes. Every time I buy new clothes, I go down a size. Since I moved to Florida, I've gone from size 40 to 34.
That's good. It's very good.
Rick's a 34.
Yeah, I remember 34.
His biceps. He pops up.
34-inch biceps.
The twin pythons.
Yeah, that would be like all the right, guy.
24. 24 is actually pretty big biceps.
24 is
ridiculous. All right, I'll let it go, Rick. I'm just trying to say you're a stud for the ladies, okay? Come on.
We know. Look, the whole thing exploded.
If you don't treat him nice, ladies, he's got Uncle Tony.
That's right. Be careful.
The man's from Brooklyn.
Oh, wait. Right. You know what? I'm going to mention it anyhow.
And he killed people in the movies.
I did. I'm going to mention it anyhow. Well, and I hope it'll change it. But... And Slim will Larry is this way. Slim will agree. We're almost at the end, correct?
Yes.
I hate to say it, but he hasn't froze once.
No, he hasn't frozen at all. No. So his windows needed to be reinstalled.
Four months of hell and enough stress to knock that other 5 pounds off me in the last 2 weeks. And I'm good. It's going to take me about 10 more hours to get my computer back together because the Geek Squad is obviously for Biden.
I can make
you know, the guys they send out to your house actually know what they're doing. It's the ones in the store you got to worry about.
Yeah, this is true.
All right. So I'm going to end the show with a little bit more misogyny and some stereotypes. But this is one of the funniest things I saw this week. This came from our friend Carl.
Okay.
You know Carl?
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Carl, the 34 god. Carl. Yeah. Probably the only guy I can't beat in arm wrestling in the whole poker room. Anyway, this came from him. This is unfortunately for my haters, it's Asian on Asian snark here. So it's not me. Shut up.
You didn't do it this time?
Yeah, and you can't hate me just because I laughed, because you're going to laugh too, damn it, I swear to God. So next week, We'll see you. We'll see you same time, same bat channel, same bat station. But please tell a friend and share the show. We're just coming off massive suspensions. Our audience has dropped a shitload because we can't get any Facebook ads out. And because of the glitchy problems, I wasn't buying any ads. And Slim, you're still under suspension for how long?
Until December 11th of next year.
Of next year?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
You got extended?
Yeah, I'm December. No, December. December 11th of 2024.
Okay. Ooh, cuts. December.
It's still. I'm not suspended. I have limited distribution, limited reach, and my profile is not recommended.
In other words, the couple of thousand people that would see our show posts every week is now a couple of hundred. So we need you guys that are watching to go to our Off the Hook page on Facebook or my page or Brent's page or Rick's page. Share it, please. Tell people you enjoy it. Tell them it's funny. Tell them to watch it. Like it on our pages, because when you like it on our individual pages, you see more of our stuff. That's the way the algorithms work.
Yep.
So we need some help, okay? Because we had our audience. It was really growing. It was doing great, and then the suspensions hit, and we went. So we need some help.
Because Facebook sucks.
Facebook does suck, liberal bitches.
On toast.
But anyway, here is Asian on Asian Snark, and thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Of course, we have amazing skin.
We're Asians. Of course, we're in medical school.
We're Asian. Of course we can't see well when we drive.
No, wait.
What?
What?
But it's true.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Go again.
We're Asian. Of course we love K-pop.
We're Asian. Of course we're good at math. We're Asian. Of course we have a tight pussy.
Jesus Christ, what are you saying?
That's TMI.
But it's true. I can show you.
Sure. What?
Tell them. How? I mean, no.